What do a businessman, a chemist, an accountant, and a photojournalist have in common? Give up? They all make liquor in one form or another inside the state of Arkansas. Our tour of locally made liquor begins on the south side of Fayetteville, at the intersection of 15th Street and South School, where former photojournalist J.T. Wambler has set up shop as Tanglewood Branch Brewing Company.
I've been making beer for a few years. I haven't thought about much else for the last couple of years. I was working for the newspaper, and things weren't looking that great in the newspaper business, so I started seeing what was recession-proof, and beer is pretty recession-proof.
Not only brewing for personal consumption, Wambler also had a brief stint at the Hog House in Fayetteville, working with a world-class brewer, learning how to produce beer on a much larger scale. A former gas station, the building has been completely gutted, except for the walk-in cooler, and retrofitted to house a 7-barrel brewing system. When brewing begins early next year, Wambler says he will produce about 200 gallons each year. In the meantime, he has a selection of good craft beer on tap.
I try to keep the taps changing as much as I can with what I'm able to buy. And so people know that when they come here, there's probably going to be something different on tap.
Wambler is currently awaiting federal consent to brew his own beer, a lengthy process that also involves approval of the name and logo of the beer. If the feds don't like the name, they can deny the permit.
So to avoid that, you link your name to a local geological or geographical entity, a street or a river or a mountain, something like that. They love those names. They, from what I understand, rubber stamp those kinds of names because they don't have to think about them. The Tanglewood Branch is a little creek that actually begins in the Walmart Center parking lot. That little stone grotto is the headwaters of the Tanglewood Branch. And it flows from there down underneath MLK, and then it crosses under school and joins up with another creek over at Walker Park. So it's a tiny little neighborhood creek, and we're a tiny little neighborhood pub.
Fitting. Tanglewood Branch's logo is a gnarly tree.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sir, can we get some lunch? Or?
Yeah, lunch. I'll take care of it.
Tanglewood Branch also offers food in the way of panini sandwiches and soups and daily specials. Though Wambler would be satisfied remaining a little corner pub, he says both space upstairs and next door is available if expansion is needed when House Brews hit taps next March. Our tour of locally made liquor takes us northeast of Fayetteville to a vineyard and winery just east of Eureka Springs. What started out as an operation for personal use has grown to production of 5,000 gallons or 2,000 cases of wine each year. Former chemist Doug Hausler and his wife, Edvie J. Dennison, moved to the area in the early 2000s, planting grapes at that time. Growing grape, Hausler says, is just one of those things.
You can put a plant in the ground. It'll grow probably well enough as long as you water it. But there's a whole lot of agriculture activities that you have to do then. And it is a full-time job to do about 8 to 10 acres of grape.
When their vineyard was ready for production in 2006, Keels Creek Winery opened. Similar to the maturing of a grapevine, so is the production of wine. Beginning with de-stemming and crushing, the juice is then tanked for a few weeks, while the sugars turn to alcohol.
It would take another 4 to 6 months before that wine is clarified enough. If it's a white, we may bottle it at that point, and it would be a drinkable wine. Well, we may let it go a little longer, but it would be the beginning of that. For most of our reds, we would put them into barrels from anywhere from 1 to 3 to 4 years.
After what Hausler calls the Easter Massacre of 2007, when extremely cold weather killed off their Merlot and Pinot Noir grapes, they are now sticking to American and French hybrid varieties. They are more suitable to the winter elements. These hybrid grapes are names that are largely unrecognizable to this amateur wine enthusiast. Names like Chamberson, a big bold red, and Vivant, a vivacious white.
So we do have some varieties that aren't necessarily the top 10 of California, but then as we tell people in our taste room, we're not in California.
While Keels Creek does not grow all of these varieties, they are all grown within a 30-mile radius of the winery. Hausler says that buying locally is a unique feature of Keels Creek. Another unique feature is the art gallery that is also housed in the Spanish-style building. Visitors may enjoy the works of local artists while they enjoy their wine.
Our artists are from Arkansas and Oklahoma, and we try to fit the theme of the winery and the art together. So much so that a lot of the artwork, the labels that we have on our wines are chosen from art pieces that we have in either the winery or local artists or, you know, something related to artwork.
Keels Creek wines are available at the winery, which is open daily December through March and throughout the summer when the owners are in town. With 12 wines available in the tasting room, they have something for everyone. We move southeast to Little Rock, where Rocktown Distillery operates. It is the first distillery in Arkansas since Prohibition. The first legal distillery, that is. Phil Branded can tell that his day job was in danger when Verizon took over Alltel. He began looking into other options and came across a trend in craft distilling that was occurring across the country.
Read more about it and asked the question of myself, why wasn't there a distillery in Arkansas? And I decided to pursue that idea, and once I got it, it got a hold of me. It wouldn't let me go, and I kept working on it and was able to make it happen, you know?
This is the second time the word craft has been heard on our tour. Brandon says that it is a term that started with the craft beer movement, when people realized that they could make something other than Miller or Coors. For him, it means small and local.
You use, you know, locally grown or natural ingredients to create a spirit that's basically made by hand. You know, we don't use any automation. We don't have any big computer systems spitting out millions of gallons of spirit. We do it in small batches and make it by hand, similar to what a lot of microbreweries do with, you know, their small systems.
Rocktown began making vodka and gin, marketed with the name Brandon's in September of 2010. An unaged whiskey called Arkansas Lightning followed shortly thereafter.
Arkansas Lightning just kind of harkens back to the idea that back in the day, there were moonshiners that were running corn liquor or lightning or moonshine or hooch or whatever you want to call it around the state. And so I decided to call mine Arkansas Lightning.
Arkansas Lightning is clear in color, as it hasn't been aged in a barrel like other whiskeys. Brandon says it can be consumed on the rocks or mixed with sweet tea or lemonade due to the light color and slight sweetness. Lightning, as well as Brandon's gin, vodka, and whiskey, can be purchased at liquor stores throughout Arkansas and in six other states, an endeavor that Brandon credits in part to various awards and ratings his liquor has received. Brandon's gin received a double gold rating in the San Francisco World Spirits Competition.
There are multi-million dollar brands that enter this that don't even, you know, get a bronze, much less a double gold. And here we are, a little distillery from Little Rock, Arkansas, with a guy that used to work in telecom, now, you know, making a gin that's competing with the very best there is to offer, you know. It's kind of crazy in that competition. It's not just for little guys like me, you know, the big multi-million dollar brands are in there. We actually got a higher rating than Tanqueray, than Beefeater, and Hendrix.
Rocktown Distillery is open on Saturdays for tours and tastings, as well as for private parties. With only 3 employees, they ask people to come in and help with the bottling. Brandon calls these bottling parties.
Well, one of the things about all our bottles is we actually sign and number each bottle by hand. And so the volunteers that come in to help actually get to sign bottles as well. And so it's kind of cool that everybody gets to sign bottles and there's no telling where they might end up.
Our tour began in Fayetteville, and so will it end. An accountant by day, on Saturday nights, Amber Hurlbut is a bartender at Infusions on Dixon Street. Hurlbut says the name of the bar has a dual meaning. Formerly Zulu's, Infusions has the same owner and staff. They wanted to infuse the old with something new. That something new is, in part, house-made infused liquors. Yet another trend sweeping the bars and restaurants across the nation. For Hurlbut, she enjoys the creativity involved in the process.
It was different from what everybody else was doing, and it would give us a name, and, you know, it would be also creative and fun for us as bartenders, too, to do it.
Filtering the liquors removes some of the alcohol bite from the liquor, readying it for infusion.
If I use fruit or vegetables, a lot of times I cut that, you know, I'll chop them up really fine and stick them in these jars that we have. The amount of time that it takes to infuse the liquor depends on what it is that I'm working with. Something like tea, it infuses very quickly because that's the nature of tea. Something that is like cinnamon, that takes a little bit more time for the liquor to penetrate it into the flavor to come out.
Hurlbut tries to have a variety of liquors and flavors using all types of booze. A pineapple and blackberry flavored tequila has been a popular one, used in a basic margarita. Hurlbut says it's best to keep drinks simple due to the dramatic flavors of the liquors. Another popular drink at the moment is a Bloody Mary, using a sugar beet vodka.
People have, you know, said this is like one of the best or the best Bloody Mary that they've ever had. It kind of gives it a little bit of a pickly, a little bit of a pickly kind of flavor to it.
Prices for drinks made with infused liquors are comparable to typical prices. Though Thursday through Saturday, Infusions offers a special on their infused drinks. On those nights, they are just $3.